Hey everybody, it's Kai. And Kai, a little more Kai, no Molly. No Molly means no make me smart, because actually she's got laryngitis. That's what's going on. She can't talk, and we figured rather than have her sound like this, we would just not do something today. But we are coming back this week at some point when she's better, hopefully like tomorrow. We're going to get back into the discussion we started last week about the health of our particular brand of free market capitalism and whether maybe we need to do a little, I don't know, I guess tinkering under the hood. You know, moral capitalism is a phrase you hear a lot. That's Molly's favorite, I think. And interestingly, that's kind of what's going on in our political environment right now, right? Because what we are doing is lifting up the hood on this economy with tinkering with healthcare, 17.8% of the American economy, and the tax plan, which is everybody's share of this economy, and then all the other things that President Trump and the Republican Congress have in mind to do once they actually get to doing something. So we are going to talk about that when Molly comes back. Believe me when I tell you she would rather be here than where she is right now. But yesterday, or maybe 2 days ago before she lost her voice, she had a conversation with a guy named Philip Kotler. He has studied under three, count them, three Nobel Prize winning economists, and he has been watching how people and companies behave in this economy for more than 60 years. Here is just a little piece of what he has to say.
The working class today in America is barely earning what they earned in the 1980s. That's not because of productivity, because productivity had been rising, but the gains of productivity flowed mainly to the rich who have the capital.
Also, let me just add there parenthetically that productivity gains have zeroized. They have basically vaporized in this economy. And so we are in, if you're counting on productivity to build economic growth, which economists are, because that's the way it works, we are in a world of hurt. Because if we can't grow the economy, then standard of living don't rise and all kinds of bad things happen. But I won't do that now because nobody needs to hear a rant from me. Anyway, that is what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the economy and how to get it maybe working the way that maybe it ought to work. Also, new topic, book club. I won the last one with Man in the High Castle. I'm just saying. This will be the very last, the ultimate book club of 2017. Five new choices. One of them is a graphic novel. One is a classic novel that's about to be a movie. None of them are more than 400 pages long. I will say now, through the glass to the control room to Jenny Josephson, the producer, and I know you will like this one. Somebody tweeted at me today, Ready Player One would be a good one to do. Lots of themes there that we're talking about. Jenny is a big Ready Player One fan. So that's that. Make Me Smart at marketplace.org is our email, or you can go to marketplace.org/makemesmart to look for the book club picks soon-ish. Not quite yet. And that's it. Molly is back, I hope, tomorrow. If not, it's going to be me, solo, like today, except better and more thoughtfully organized and coherent. All right, I got to go. Bye.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.